Hello and welcome to The Loop, your emerging cricket news bulletin for this Tuesday, the 19th of March. I'm Daniel Beswick. Afghanistan has tasted victory for the first time, defeating Ireland by 7 wickets in Dehradun. Despite the early loss of Mohammad Shahzad late on day 3, Afghanistan had little trouble chasing a winning target of 147, as Insanullah and man of the match Ramat Shah combined in a 139-run partnership. Afghanistan lost Ramat and Mohammad Nabi near the end of their chase, with Hashmatullah Shahidi scoring the winning runs. Afghanistan joined England and Pakistan as teams to take only 2 matches to claim their maiden test victory. The USA has defeated the UAE 11 in a 50-over match by 5 wickets at the ICC Academy in Dubai. Stephen Taylor claimed figures of 4 for 38 as the US bowled out the host for 209, with Xavier Marshall's 58 and Aaron Jones 81 not out, driving the US to their first win of the tour. Rain threatens to curtail the men's East Asia Pacific T20 World Cup qualifier, which begins in Papua New Guinea on Wednesday. The hosts are joined by the Philippines and Vanuatu for the tournament, though torrential rain in Port Moresby may prevent any play. Amini Park is the sole venue, with the winner of the tournament qualifying for the T20 World Cup qualifier in UAE later this year. And finally, Gerhard Erasmus has been appointed as Namibia's captain ahead of their World Cricket League 2 campaign. A former national captain at under-19 level, Erasmus will be deputised by Jan Frielink. Namibia will host World Cricket League 2, which begins on April 20, with Emerging Cricket set to cover the tournament on-site. To keep up with news from the new cricket world, make sure to follow Emerging Cricket on your favourite social media platform. For now from us, enjoy the rest of your day wherever you are around the cricketing world.